An important part of Nipissing First Nation culture has been stolen. While in Mississauga to host the Little Native Hockey League, LNHL, tournament, Nipissing First Nation Chief Scott McLeod's vehicle was stolen from the Sandman Signature Mississauga Hotel in the early morning of Saturday, March 11. Of greatest concern is the loss of the Nipissing First Nation Chief headdress that was in the vehicle, said an NFN news release. I ask that the perpetrators of this theft find it upon themselves to kindly return the headdress. This can be done anonymously, to the Sandman Signature Mississauga Hotel or to one of the arenas where the event is taking place, says Chief McLeod. The vehicle is a green Jeep Rubicon four-door, license plate CFRV-260. If you have information, you can call Nipissing First Nation 705-753-2050. The Nipissing First Nation headdress was reconstructed following more than 2 years of research by elders, academics, historians, and geographers, all familiar with the resources available 100 years ago. Adds the release. The beadwork style represents the women's roles in supporting the leader wearing the ceremonial headdress. The seven white eagle feathers signify the commitment that a leader makes to lead with responsibility following the seven grandfather-grandmother teachings. The LNHL tournament kicks off Sunday with opening ceremonies at the Paramount Fine Food Center at 4 p.m. C. Little Native Hockey League hits the ice after 3-year hiatus.